Hello, and welcome to the second installment of the No Idols podcast hosted by me, Tony Rettman. Right now, I'm really trying to keep my cool. I have had a lot of laptop issues in the past 24 hours, a lot of crashing, a lot of issues with the software that I record this with, a lot of files just vanishing out of nowhere. This is probably about the 25th time I've recorded this intro, so if you can't tell by my voice, I'm a little frustrated. Kind of wondering why did I take this up, but I think the reason I did take it up was to get all those nice messages that I got from the first installment of the No Idols podcast. Thank you very much for all the nice messages you sent to the website www.tonyrettman.com, all the emails, all the Facebook messages saying that it was a good job and that everybody enjoyed my, you know, self-deprecating wit and melodious voice. I appreciate that. Very nice of you. Nice. I'm guessing that right now you're listening to this in a post-Thanksgiving slumber. Not a slumber. That's a dumb word. Not slumber, but like a slump. Like a post-Thanksgiving slump. You probably have, like, your hood up and your head down and a cereal bowl of cold leftover stuffing or something like that, you know. But, you know, don't feel bad because even though I am recording this in a pre-Thanksgiving 2015 world, I am probably in the same boat as you, feeling humiliated with myself and disgusted at my overextended gut. So yeah, we're probably sharing the same moment. And speaking of sharing a moment, let's get into the first set of music, since this is our time to share this music, right? And let's get into this with something that I am thoroughly enjoying lately. It's a track from the virtual demo tape of a band out of Boston called Firewalker.
Yeah!
Music there by Nuclear Age out of Baltimore, Maryland, from an EP they released earlier this year called The Distinctive Sounds of Nuclear Age on the React Records label. You heard the track The Power of Youth. Before that, Unity from the classic UR1 EP from 1985, track called Breaking Through. Nightshank before that, a band out of Richmond, Virginia, sharing members with another great band from that area, Barge. That comes off their demo tape that they just put out. The track is called Walled Up, and you can check that out at their Bandcamp page. Prior to that, No Tag. They were a band that existed in New Zealand in the early 80s. Their 12-inch EP, entitled Oi Oi Oi, kind of know what you're getting into there, has been reissued by the Radio Rahim label this week. The track you heard is called No Tag, and yes, it is from the reissue of the Oi 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 12-inch EP, and that is available now through the Radio Rahim label. Yes, that's a plug. No, they didn't pay for it. I'm just nice and stupid because I say those things and don't get paid for it. For that, Hostile Youth from the classic A Country Fit for Heroes compilation came out in 1982 on the No Future label. Track is called Fight Back. And that's just one of those tracks I've always loved. And Hostile Youth and Maniacs and Church Police and like Bonded in Unity, these are all bands that just like shot out one or two songs on a compilation and blew my mind. And the mystery of what else they did is always like floating in my head and kind of is what keeps me going. So now you know that. But Hostile Youth, Fight Back from the Country Fit for Heroes compilation, 1982. For that, Crisis, not the British punk band, but a metal band that was out of Utah in the early 80s. That is from their self-released 12-inch EP from 1984, Armed to the Teeth. It's the title track, and it's called Armed to the Teeth. Before that, Power Trip, not the one that everybody loves currently out of Dallas, but the original one featuring Jeff Dahl of the Angry Samoans. The track you heard was called Iron Horse, done in 1983, and that comes off a CD that came out a few years ago that compiled all their recordings called When We Cut, We Bleed. And at the top of that set, music from Firewalker out of Boston, from their demo that you can get on their Bandcamp page, and the track you heard was called Don't Cross Me. And now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about our sponsor for this show, which is the same sponsor that we had last week, Not Like You Records and Fanzine and Distro. Not Like You is been going for the past couple years out of Albuquerque. They, like I said, they do a label, they do a zine, they do a distro. Recent releases on their label include The Faction's Peg for Life, a reissue of a cassette-only release that came out back in 1985 of a live set The Faction did in New York at CBGB's. They also did a double LP of McRad called Pure Lion, which compiles all of their recorded output. And as well as all that reissue stuff, they just did a 7-inch EP by Point Blank, a band out of New York, featuring a founding member of Underdog, Danny. And they also did a CD recently by a band called PSO out of California that we'll be hearing later on in the show. CD is called My Way Out. They also do a fanzine. The latest issue is a photo issue. Has pictures of everyone from Mouthpiece to Rain Like the Sound of Trains to Swizz to many, many others. So be sure to pick that up. And they do a distro that carries records by everyone from Revelation to React to Beach Impediment to a lot of cool reissues of early 80s hardcore. So why don't you head over to www.notlikeyourecords.com and drop a load of cash. Why don't you? And also, I'd like to say that next Thursday, December 3rd, I will be at My Mind's Eye Bookstore in Cleveland, Ohio, signing copies of both my books, Why Be Something That You're Not, Detroit Hardcore, 1979 to 1985, and New York Hardcore, 1980 to 1990. I will possibly be reading, too. So, why don't you come out if you're in the Cleveland area? The address and everything will be listed at the end of the show. And if you want me to come out to do any kind of book event or whatever, just let me know. I am easy and free. So, we got that out of the way. Let us get back into our second set of music, which will be a little bit more of a cooling down period, shall we say. And we will start it off with Paul Brett's Sage.
Well, your canvas are getting faded, your eyes have lost the shine, your frame is housing woodworm, though your smile still freezes time. Oh, everybody, I'm out of my lack of brushwork. It's a pleasure to be near. Would you accept the compliment from a left in the cavalier? Oh, everybody, reading Mona Lisa, come on, take a bow. The doors are closing, the clock is striking nine. Oh, climb out of your picture frame and climb on in mine.
Overflowing sword and sun. as we cross yonder from the world. Oh, and that's the only place I ever feel like I should. Oh, and I wanna get home to you.
And if they said to me that you were the one that always would be true. You said to me that, that I could depend upon just you. You told me everything would work out fine. All night you got and left me here. You left me all alone and cried. Alone and crying.
Some music there from Iggy Pop. You might have heard of him. He waters his lawn shirtless for H&M. That comes from a CD that came out this year called Shot Myself Up on the Easy Action label that puts together some radio sessions and some live stuff from France from 76 and 77. You heard a version of Dirt recorded in Chicago at Mantra Studios in March of 1977. Featured David Bowie on keyboards. And I don't know, it's kind of interesting. They, you know, they kind of turned Dirt into a space rock song. And there's a lot of kind of cool stuff on this CD. So pick it up. Shot Myself Up on the Easy Action label out of the UK. Prior to that, George Edwards, who was a member of H.P. Lovecraft. That is a solo 45 of his from 1966. Track is called Never Mind, I'm Freezing. Gotta love that track. Meat Puppets for that with their version of The Dead's Franklin's Tower. That comes from the sessions that made up the first 12-inch for SST Records. It's a bonus track on the CD version of it that came out on Ryko a long, long, long time ago. Bronco, before that, a band out of the UK in the early 70s. That comes from their debut LP from 1970 called Country Home. The track you heard was called Home. Glazer, before that, a project out of the Central New Jersey area, self-titled CD that was self-released that you can get on Bandcamp from them directly, Glazer Bandcamp. Track you heard was called Carried Away. And speaking of Central New Jersey, King Darves, a personal favorite of mine. Track of his called Got Fired Up. That comes from a CDR called Daughter. And he has a Bandcamp as well, and you should go over and pick up anything and everything from him there, because that is just one guy that I don't understand why he doesn't float in riches and naked people, because quite a talent, that young boy. Paul Brett Sage started everything off with track 3D Mona Lisa off their ULP from 1971. And that about does it for the second installment of No Idols Podcast with me, Tony Rettman. Thank you for everybody tuning in and paying attention. And any comments, concerns, questions, please send them over to the comments section at www.tonyrettman.com. And hang around tonyrettman.com for, you know, my own writing, which I will be putting up time and time again. Links to my writing for Vice and Noisy and Village Voice and Guardian and The Wire and all that stuff. And you can order books there too. Both of my books, Why Be Something That You're Not, Detroit Hardcore 1979 to 1985, and NYHC, New York Hardcore 1980-1990. You can get them both from me right there with the link for Sandpaper Lullaby, no E, at Big Cartel. Well, sandpaperlullaby.com/bigcartel. Just hit the link that says Rettman's Books and buy it, because it's Christmas and I got to buy my wife a solid gold boat. All right? That's the kind of life I live out here on Long Island. And also, as I mentioned in the middle of the show, I will be at My Mind's Eye, a record store in Cleveland, Ohio, December 3rd at 7 p.m. My Mind's Eye is at 16010 Detroit Ave in Lakewood, Ohio, technically Cleveland, I believe. And I will be signing books, I will be reading, I'll be hanging out, and come out, because it's nice to connect. It's nice to have our time, kind of like this podcast is our time, right? Right. Got it. And right now, as I said the last time, I am working on a third book, which is about the history of straight edge hardcore. Yes. This week has made me feel like I got a lot accomplished. I caught a lot of big fish this week as far as interviews go. Dave Smalley, Choke, Jamie from SSD and Slapshot, Mike Gitter, and some members of Minor Threat have been hooked in and will be interviewed this week. So slow and steady wins the race there, I suppose, but should be done in a couple years, a year. But keep enjoying both the books and the writing and the podcast. We will be back next week. I'm going to close out the show with some music from the band PSO out of California, who are on our friends. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that message. That's a message saying how good the show is, and it's not even up yet. Fucking check that out. Anyway, where is that stupid? CDs are everywhere here. Fucking CDs everywhere. Do you hear that? You hear all that clamoring? That's CDs that are fucking everywhere. Anyway, here it is. PSO from California on our friends and sponsors Not Like You, record label, out of Albuquerque, PSR out of California. And we're going to close out the show today with a track from their CD, My Way Out, on the Not Like You label. The track is called Circle of Trends, and we'll see you next week. Thanks.
Circle a trick, don't make a field, circle a trick, circle a trick.